This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
So second hour of The Alex Jones Show live. We've got Tommy Robinson coming up in the third hour. We're going to go to your calls here in the next segment. We've got Aaron, Charles, and Jesse. Please call in at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the New Hampshire primary. We're talking about the Muslim migrant crisis and basically any other issue that you want to bring up. Before the break, I was talking about the head of Norway's police security service, who basically says that these Muslim migrants aren't going to assimilate into Western society, and it's going to create civil unrest and mass disorder. Now, these comments are similar in nature to those made by the Norwegian army chief, Odin Johansson, who recently remarked that Europe must be prepared to fight to defend its values against the threat posed by radical Islam. Those were his words. Also, the Swedish army general Anders Brandstrom has ordered his troops to prepare for a war in Europe against skilled opponents within a few years. We also had the Swiss army chief, André Blattmann, warning that the risk of social unrest in Europe was intensifying. And he came out and said citizens should arm themselves, which is exactly what people in Germany and Austria are trying to do. They're buying up supplies of pepper spray, non-lethal weapons, whatever they can get their hands on. Meanwhile, police in other European countries like Norway are releasing videos saying that women should just use the force to repel potential rapists, as if some kind of invisible energy field can make a determined rapist back away. Again, no call for them to use any kind of self-defense or weaponry whatsoever. We had the mayor in Cologne saying, oh, just keep potential rapists at arm's length, because that's really going to deter them, isn't it? And before the break, I was talking about the regressive left failing once again to stand up for actual liberal principles, leaving a vacuum that is being filled by extremists. Now we have this story out of France 24, all too predictable once again. Swedish police arrest 14 for planning asylum centre attack. Swedish police said Tuesday they arrested 14 men for allegedly planning to attack an asylum centre after finding axes, knives and iron pipes in their cars. The suspects were all carrying foreign ID papers, adding some of them were Polish nationals living and working in Sweden. Now, Poland, even if you speak to people from Poland, will admit that that's a very racist country. They actually, you know, throw bananas at black football players and things like that. These extremists are now, the ones that are living in Sweden, are now planning attacks on asylum centres. Because, again, this whole narrative has bolstered the extreme right. Because censorship only creates more problems. You have the Stasi in Germany, actual former members of the Stasi, working with the German government, working with Facebook to censor, quote, hate speech about migrants online. You actually dig in to what they characterize as hate speech. And, for example, it's somebody who said they thought their government's policy on refugees was, quote, a bad plan. That's supposedly hateful rhetoric, according to the authorities. And in that case, he got a home visit. So you're only going to create a bigger backlash if you tamp down and censor on legitimate criticism of this issue, which is why we're seeing more and more attacks. Meanwhile, over in Germany, Breitbart is reporting Islamic State commander found living as refugee in rural German village. In the latest of a series of raids, German police have searched two homes in a rural village after a television channel interviewed a suspected Islamic State commander living there as a refugee. This is in the small town of St. Johann, southwest Germany, and basically they found an ISIS commander living there. Not even in a major city, just in a small village. Remember the Paris massacre terrorists bragged about how they abused and exploited the refugee program to enter into Europe. We've also had refugees found in German migrant camps that are admitted members of ISIS. We have hundreds of migrants coming into Italy found with beheadings on their cell phones and pictures of ISIS flags. So this continues to intensify. We'll get more into it after the break. And your calls on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastic, that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Enproplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Enproplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Enproplex and Supermel Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's hard to believe on this live Tuesday worldwide broadcast that old Mr. Jones is getting long in the tooth. I'll be 42 coming up in about 48 hours. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. I am reaching you via phone right now because the data plan on my cell phone and my Skype has gone kaputz for so long. But we have a very, very important 3 hours spanning out before us. We've already obviously done 1 hour here with Paul Joseph Watson, hosting from our Britannic Majesty's London, England. And then, of course, going into the 4th hour today, we have another one of the great crew that's going to be hosting as well. We're going to be cruising here today at about 35,000 feet, and we should be able to actually get into this eugenics command base just about on time. So the cancer viruses are being loaded in the vaccines, and the brainwashing is accelerating on television, and there's lots of football. So everybody just lean back and enjoy. When you wake up, you'll be dead. So let's continue on now with some of the things that are on the menu today. Now, let's get serious, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting here looking at these newspapers in front of me. I'm sitting here looking at InfoWars.com. I'm sitting here thinking about the whole compendium of what's happening in our world.
And I don't get into the whole esoteric or into the fundamentals for that matter or into the hidden for no reason. I don't do it out of lack of material. We have an abundance of information to cover here that's new and breaking, and we will this hour. But when I sit back and I think about the illusion that the elite are involved in, that you can screw over your fellow humans midterm or long term and get away with it and not have it come back on you, that sense of justice, that sense of community, that sense of being together on spaceship Earth in this great experience, that the establishment not only is against that, but the system has set up a religion of hating humanity. And I know I've talked about this a lot, but it really, really hit me last night and today. When we talk about cottontail rabbits, a European species of diminutive rabbit, we don't talk about male rabbits and female rabbits. We don't talk about, oh, those males, boy, they sure are hateful and abusive. Sometimes they kick the female. And we don't talk about it as female rabbits. We don't talk about rabbits as baby rabbits. We talk about rabbits, as a species. Now, humans are a little bit different than rabbits. We build giant complex cities. We build spaceships. We build computers that are probably already sentient. We build biological weapons. We paint incredible pieces of art. And it's in that celebration of the human experience and realizing just how special we are that we do find our transcendence, because it's along that path of believing in the nobler savage that we come out of the dark ages into the new development of humanity that God has planned for us all. But then I think about the establishment, the social engineers, the people that know the secrets of humanity, the people that know the secrets to a great extent of the universe compared to the general public, and to know that they have those keys, Solomon's keys, if you would, that's what they are, and that they would not give those to the people is the ultimate sin. And their argument is, oh, well, we don't give it to the public because they're profane. They are not enlightened. They're not proven. They're not higher order enough. No, it's a fraud. That's one of the greatest lies right there. To use the allegory of Arthur Pendragon and the sword and the stone and Merlin, the wise, the sword was always there for any to try to pull it from the stone. Think about that. So the globalists claim you can't understand this esoteric knowledge if you're not one of them, and therefore the public's been kept from the knowledge. But the truth is, the stone does not sit on the rock on the edge of town in the woods on a hill. They hide the sword. They bury the sword. They put thousands of tons of rubble on top of the sword. They persecute, attack anyone that ever says there was a sword, that there was a rock. They don't want you to be able to try for the sword because they are unworthy of the sword. They tried to pull the sword. They know there's a sword, but they're not enlightened. They're not empowered. They couldn't pull it. And so they tell you they pulled the sword. They tell you they've got a secret. But they tell you you're profane and fallen, and so you can't try for it. And the truth is they themselves are not worthy. And so they want to end the contest there and end the development and the transcendence of humanity because they themselves are fallen. And in that is the secret of the devil's mind. You stare into the spirit of this world, and it only seeks to keep us from going to the next level. And the engineers stand back knowing basic building blocks of humanity and keeping it from the public and using culture and media to turn the population into the most servile, rat-like, mindless, gibbering hordes of foaming, frothing zombies. And they look at us with their diseased eyes, the engineers, and try to bring a people, a race, down that low so they could play God. And that's key. Play God. You were no God at all. You couldn't even comprehend the idea of a real God. And that's why everything that comes out of you is ugliness. The system, with our ingenuity and our technology and our developments and everything given to us by the Creator to build what we are destined to create, so far it's all been child's play. They build this world using our minds, our art, our souls, and then tell us that they were the authors of it, again, because they could not pull the sword from the stone, and the truth is the sword's already gone. Because humanity, from the age of fire and the wheel, right through to Jesus Christ himself and on, already pulled Excalibur from that rock. We already have Excalibur in our hands. And that's why the enemy hates our guts. Because they tried to bury it, they tried to obscure it, they tried to lie about it, they tried to say it never existed. They tried to put us in the age of children, denying that there is subterfuge, denying that there is secrets, denying that there is good and evil, denying that there is free will. You go pay $100,000 to send your child to an average four-year education, or $200,000 or $300,000 to an Ivy League education, and all they're taught is how to hate themselves and how to be cynical and how they have no free will and no soul and no destiny and how they can hate other people below them. They're being taught the opposite of what it is to be strong. The opposite of what it is to be enlightened. The opposite of what it is to truly be a creature made in God's image. And these enemies realize that their age is coming to an end. Their fall, foretold, is upon us. The next decade is the seminal test. And through this crucible of fire, we will, as a species, go to the next level. And yes, we see the tricks. We see the frauds. We see the public rejecting Marco Rubio and Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, rejecting it desperately with a Bernie Sanders, rejecting it desperately with a Donald Trump. Whether they're good or bad, they represent a desperate struggle. And it's only the beginning. And the public believes, because we see one more con game, one more fraud, one more battle lost, that we're losing. We're not, because we're gaining ground every day, every week, every year towards an understanding of who we are as a species. And no amount of Beyonce, no amount of Kanye West, no amount of NFL football with the winning quarterback plugging Budweiser in product placement, no amount of that fake fraud will fill a human heart. And that's why the globalists have a problem. Because they claim that they have the depths and they can fill the cup until it runs over when they are empty. All they can do is, like vampires, feed on us and redistribute our wealth, our minds, our souls, our creativity, and then claim that they themselves deployed it. A great example, we had a computer programmer consultant for a few years that came and did work for us, and he was from Venezuela. His name was Max, and he said, listen, I have family in Venezuela. They had a private school for decades, but it was taken over by the government. They still work there, basically, or they could just go out and live in the street, but they're basically paid nothing. And he said, I believed it, but years later, a few years ago, it was actually in the news. It was actually caught on video, that they put it in newspapers there. They actually pray to Chavez now as a saint in the schools. Now that he's dead, and say, Chavez, give us milk, give us cereal. So the poor kids come into the school, and there's milk and cereal distributed by the government. And they first say, pray to Jesus. And the children close their eyes and pray to Jesus, and they're hungry. There's no food. And then there's no food. And they say, now pray to Hugo Chavez and pray to the socialist. And when they open their eyes, there is milk. And there is cereal. But the truth is, Hugo Chavez didn't produce that milk and cereal. People working hard in the fields produced it. And that's who these parasites are. They want us to think they produced the bounty when they're nothing but parasites redistributing the wealth. We'll be back with Paul Watson a lot more on New Hampshire. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know, we never play this whole song. We ought to try to find it. I know that it's the Renegades. We ought to actually play this song coming in the next segment, John Harmon, if you could find it. Because thanks to the Renegades, we're free today. I'm just sitting here looking at the headlines that are on Infowars.com, that are on RudgeReport.com, and just look at these headlines. Obama's newest executive order. What's chilling U.S. life expectancy? Top intelligence official, ISIS likely to attempt U.S. attacks this year. Clinton supporters rile young women. Obama's last budget aims to vax. And it just goes on and on.
What's killing U.S. life expectancy? Oh, and they've got a bunch of excuses and the rest of it. Here's the biggest news anybody out there really who cares about their own life, their own family's life should know. And I've said this many times, but I've looked at the actuaries, I've looked at the demographics, anybody can look this up. Until indoor plumbing, and until people begin to wash their clothes and learn to wash their hands with disinfectants and things, the number one cause of death, period, was infectious disease. Vaccines had nothing to do with bringing those numbers down. It was indoor plumbing. And even mainline, you know, historians admit that. But if you go to a cemetery, and we've got a family cemetery on our ranch we've had since before Texas was Texas, East Texas. It's full of Johnsons and Joneses and Browns, all my ancestors on my dad's side. And out there, about 40% of the gravestones are for people under the age of 10. And of that 40% or so, I think I want to make a documentary or do a piece on it sometime to show that old graveyard. There's hundreds of tombstones. A lot of them trees have fallen over. You can't read some of them. You know, some of them say killed by Indians. It's pretty wild. But you look at those tombstones, and of the 40% or so that are under the age of 10, most of those, the vast majority, are below the age of 3. There's little angels carved in the stone, and sweet little Betsy, sweet little Jesse went home to Jesus. And the truth is that someone in the 1820s, if they lived past the age of 10, lived longer than we do today. The issue is they calculate infant mortality, where around a third of the children or more died. They count infant mortality in and say, oh, we're living longer. But even with those jack numbers, infant mortality suddenly, that did go way down, has gone way up. And so has all the other charts. So they've got ways to keep us alive and get our money out of us. But they're suppressing the real treatments. I wouldn't call them cures, but a lot of them border on that. A cure fixes it every time. But they've got treatments that are like 95% effective. And they do everything they can to shut those down, folks. The elite get clean vaccines, they get real surgeries, they get real treatment. But, you know, Paul, we're going to cover more what's happening in New Hampshire and the situation with Russia and the economy in the next segment, but you've been listening to me for 20 minutes here ranting about the state of the world. Do you not agree with me that the political and cultural will of Excalibur to stand up against tyranny and to truly promote an economy based on exploration, innovation, and trailblazing, human ingenuity, will trump, pun intended, the parasitic systems of crony capitalism?
Well, I have that hope, Alex, but I mean, the problem we've got, I mean, I saw a comment earlier today, which was, you know, if extraterrestrials invaded Earth, many on the regressive left would help them conquer humanity, because there's this rampant hatred for humanity.
Oh, I totally agree. If aliens showed up and said it's for the Earth, the average leftist would throw their child on a garbage disposal and literally kiss the butt of the green alien.
Yeah, so if they said, for the good of the Earth, we need to put certain people in camps and do this and that, then they would go along with it. I mean, I'm watching a video of somebody who was viciously beaten up by four migrants, this professor in the UK, and he's gone and confronted Tommy Robinson on his opposition to Islamization throughout Europe. You know, we've got people, volunteers, being raped by these migrants in camps.
Yeah, and listen, I know you're going to cover that in the next hour, and I'm glad you are, Paul, but listen, this is it. I'm not claiming I'm the toughest guy around, and Mr. Badass, and neither are you, but you grew up in a rough area. You know, your parents in the culinary business, you know, blue collar in Sheffield. So I've talked to you. I heard you when you were like 18 years old, so I know you've been through a lot of rough stuff. Legitimate suffering and not being on the street and not living in the real world, these soft yuppies are the ones that love death, love tyranny, love re-education camps because they've never been around it. So that veneer will peel away very quickly as things collapse. But yes, have you noticed how soft all these would-be authoritarians are? Have you noticed how unweathered they are, how they've never been around, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, they turn up in dresses to rallies. It's insane.
Yeah, well, if they want to start a physical war, which we're trying to stop, they'll get a war from us, and then they'll find out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Thank God for the
greatest renegades in history. No one denies it. People that were far ahead of their time. Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. Because this future belongs to them. They were the heroes. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. The world is bringing in enslavement. The system.
Where are the renegades? In the world.
Where are they? Who are the renegades?
In the world today.
Thank God for all of you. You, the listeners of InfoWars. In this whole world, the enemy knows you, and God knows you as well. You are the renegades. Without you, Lord knows where we'll be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine.
When it comes to heroes,
renegades are mine. Think about that double meaning. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. Steve Voss. Great to play more of that. I can't remember his name. When I said play that song, what a great guy. We've had him on several times. Great patriot. But I'm teleprompter free, folks. So my memory failed. I just asked the crew. But you think about that. When it comes to renegades, in the world today, who are the renegades? When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. Well, that means we're together across race and time and space. Whether you're listening to this in 20 years, you're listening to this today live, you want humanity to succeed. You believe in humanity. And you know humanity is a force for good when good people take action. And you know that the evil has taken over and told us that we're bad, so we'll stand down and let them enslave us. So that's what it comes down to. Hey, I know there's a bunch of evil scum. And I'll tell you something. When I see some anti-human person, when I see some trendy pulling up in a brand new Jaguar, and I've seen this, or a brand new Mercedes wearing a mousy tongue, hammered sickle, I don't care if I'm with my kids or who I'm with, and believe me, I don't want trouble. I don't want to get in their face, but you know what? That symbol flew above the murder of 200 plus million people murdered last century and millions this century. I get in their face and I say, excuse me. You realize that symbol, you have a right to wear that symbol, but only because you're in a free country. That's the symbol of pure death and evil and kill five times what the Nazis did. And I want you to know I am deeply offended. And you know what their smart butts always say? They say, hey, man, free speech. What are you censoring me? It isn't censorship for me to tell you. You're a pile of crap. And when they open a mousy tongue bar in London or in Denver, you need to go out and boyfriend it. People say, oh, how will that save the world? What I mean is, when you recognize evil naked in your face, basically, you know what, in your face, you have got to get in its face. This happens to me every once in a while. It's not very often, but I'll have some liberal, socialist, trendy, communist, when South by Southwest is going on in Austin or something, I'll be in a restaurant, and they'll walk over and go, boo, 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 or tip my drink over. And I go, hey, have a seat. You think it intimidates me? You're saying boo, like I care what a crowd of people think about me? You think I'm that shallow? One time I was visiting a friend at his condo. I was in his hot tub, and this guy walked over and he goes, with this girl, he goes, I used to be a big listener. Of course he wasn't. Until I realized what a con you were. They're laughing. He kept doing it for like 2 minutes. I said, dude, I left junior high a long time ago. You think you standing above me laughing at me means anything to me? I have an inner compass, punk. And I want to explain this, but I'm calling you a punk. Not because I want to make you feel bad, but because you need to know you are a punk. You're a piece of cowardly filth that thinks that I care what you think about me. You know who I care about? I care about what God thinks about me. And I'm not going to sit here for you or anybody else and sell out my values or what I stand for. Nothing will make me bow to you, and it's certainly not giggling at me. That's the best you humor I've heard in my life. But when you realize their mindset, you understand that's who these people are. Empty nothings. They have nothing inside, so they look at what's reflected back at them as if that maintains what's inside of them. They have no idea the roots those of us that love God have into the earth, into God, into everything, into our ancestors. I was thinking about it yesterday. It's like watching dolphins ride at the bow of a big shipping container ship coming in. There'll be 5, 6, 7, 8 dolphins jumping in glee, jumping, riding that wake, riding that ship going 20 knots. They're caught in it. They love it. It's so fun. And I can just see collectively the archetype of all of our ancestors jumping and leaping in that wake with us. We're still alive now, but they're all right a millisecond behind us, willing us on to succeed, willing us on to create, willing us on to be strong. Think about that. And you have that. The enemy will fall in your heart the minute you realize all those great people that did incredible stuff for us, they failed, they succeeded, they were bad, they were good, they were beautiful, they were ugly, they were hateful, they were loved, they were everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly, but they were real. It doesn't matter how much high-tech computer crap that they've got. It doesn't matter how much brainwashing the enemy's got. Let me tell you, the real trump card, the ace of spades in this fight, is our humanity and our destiny and our collective soul and will that God has created. It's so powerful. I don't mean to start preaching here today. It's just the enemy is attacking humanity at every front. And you need to know how beautiful and special and strong you are at every level. And don't feel guilty because you have knowledge of evil. From the time of Adam and Eve, we weren't stupid. We weren't mindless. We weren't dumb. We weren't even innocent. We just didn't have dark logic. We didn't have scams. We didn't have con games. We didn't need to know about con games to be able to avoid them. Knowing of a con, knowing of how evil thinks, is the beginning of actually being it. It's being in the mind of it. So when you have the knowledge of good and evil, it's that you're not evil, but you have been within evil to understand it because you've been brought up in it. And so it doesn't matter. Your pure nature has been destroyed. It has fallen. But in a part of our mind, we are low, but in another part, we can transcend our fallen selves through Christ. And everything the world has done to us and everything it's done to try to control us, and that's the true beauty. Now, I want to cover some news here and stop preaching, but I do preach here occasionally. I'm here on the telephone. Paul Watson is in studio in London, England. We have the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. We have Richard Reeves in New Hampshire, where most polls show Trump 15 to 20 points ahead, but God knows what they'll end up doing to him tonight. Whether he's real or good or bad doesn't matter. The fix clearly is in to push Rubio. So much is happening. Paul Watson's covering the attempt to sacrifice the West, the attempt to butcher what is in it, the Renaissance, the art, the literature, the true liberalism, a free open culture, with the wicked curved sword of ancient radical Islam now being launched against us in it. And people say, it's so bold, it's so crazy, why would they be so obvious? Why would they be so open? Why do they cover it up? Why do they hate us? They hate you because your ancestors were strong. And I don't care if you were a Comanche Native American. I don't care if you're from Latin America, China, Russia, Africa, whatever. In this world, there are good people and there are bad people. We have free will. But the reason the elite are into bloodlines is that family lines resonate towards good and they resonate towards evil. And the globalists are artificially trying to manipulate that to turn humanity towards wickedness right now. And that's why it's so important than ever that you realize you do have power and we can affect change and we can turn the world around, but you have to understand your native potential. Everything that Madison Avenue does, everything that TV and the culture controllers do is about making you feel small and ugly and bad. You are incredible on an incredible planet around incredible things. You can do so much amazing things. The fact that a human body can get out of bed in the morning, the fact that we can have children, the fact that we can see the beauty of a sunset, the fact that we can write music and literature and enjoy it and commune together every second is a moment of high magic. Break the enemy. Break the enemy's will. Break its enslavement. You don't need the world. You don't need it to authorize you. You don't need it to certify you. You don't need it to fulfill you. It needs You are the highest expression of that. And that's why the enemy is so scared right now. Paul Watson, I know I'm ranting here and getting a little bit esoteric, but comments on the esoteric, whether it's your, what do you think the secret of the universe is, Paul? Where do you think it's all going? And what do you think, getting into politics and the news, we should cover next?
Well, I mean, the secret to happiness is being a good person, Alex. You mentioned earlier the hipsters and the trendies. You know, looking like good people is more important to them than actually being good people. And they've done studies which prove this. Poorer conservatives are more generous than wealthier liberals. So, liberal progressive leftists, they preach all day about how humanitarian they are, how charitable they are, how much they care about the poor and needy. If you actually drill down into the figures, which this one organization did recently, conservatives with less money give more to charity than wealthy liberals. So it's disproven on the face of it. Again, for them, it's all about virtue signaling. It's about this superficial trendiness to communicate that they're good people. You scratch slightly below the surface.
Psychopaths with a camouflage. Well, sure, I didn't know about the new study, but remember the Montreal study 4 years ago in England, the U.S., and Canada, a huge university study that found that liberals are six times more likely to steal and six times more likely to claim they've given to charity but not do it. And conservatives and Christians and libertarians particularly, are the most giving groups there are. But this filth sits there and lectures us all day about how good they are when that monstrous pig, Gloria Steinem, knows full well our job is to destroy women and children. And then even Bill Maher, to his credit, off your videos you've been putting out, I guarantee you that's what it is, says, why won't you expose Sharia law and the women and the millions sexually mutilated? She goes, how dare you, and changes the subject. Notice she gives the exact canned talking points because that filthy scum is working with the same globalists funding radical Islam. Can you believe it? That what a pig she is? And folks, I do hate her, okay? She deserves to be hated. She's an enemy of women. She's an enemy of humanity. I'm sorry, Paul, but I'm sick of Gloria Steinem. I hate that pig.
Well, she's in the tank for Hillary Clinton, who paid people, hired people to intimidate Bill Clinton's rape victims.
That's right.
I mean, is that feminism? Is that standing up for women's rights? It's completely disgusting. And she openly said, to Bill Maher, you're making me defend Islam. And she willingly did so, even as they're stoning women to death. And there's this idea that, you know, that's just an extreme minority that are...
There was a CNN article, I think, was it yesterday? 7 million more and 20-something million a decade more sexually mutilated?
Yeah, female genital mutilation.
What the hell, man? Why are you weirdo liberal women lecturing us, you sacks of crap? I mean, why are women following these scumbag women?
Well, it's partly Stockholm Syndrome, and it's partly, you know, their whole shtick relies on a constant supply of them being able to claim that we live in a patriarchy in a misogynistic society, which is why they have to stoop so low to invoke ridiculous things like...
They sit here bitching in the middle of the New Atlantis, in the middle of the Renaissance, with everything at their feet, with the greatest men the world's ever seen, in our faces telling us our trash when our mothers loved us. This is an attack on the species. It's just that woman's an alien from 1,000 light years away. She is an enemy of the species. There is no man. There is no woman. There is only humanity.
The West is the greatest place ever to live for women, for minorities. It's the least racist place in the world. You know, I've got a friend of a friend who is like the daughter of some rich ambassadors. She's from Malaysia. She's a social justice warrior and a feminist, constantly whining about how racist and intolerant the West is. Her brother is gay. He can't go back to Malaysia. He lives in London. He can't go back to Malaysia because his family would discommunicate him. He could possibly be killed for being gay in that Muslim country, yet she's whining about how intolerant the West is. These are the kind of people that we face on a regular basis.
Total hypocrite scum. I mean, they are the most intellectually dishonest, soft, stupid, fraudulent trash, and I'm sick of them lecturing us. I'm sick of them.
And they have to invent all these sacred cows to bite that up, like rape culture, which doesn't exist in the West. Now we're importing one, they're blaming it on white German men. You know, ridiculous things like manspreading, all this made-up crap to try and impugn the West and white men in general.
Banning mother and father, banning he and she. Just give me a break. You people are scum.
Exactly. And then Gloria Steinem stands up and says, oh, there are a lot of... people in the Middle East that are standing up for feminism.
Oh, no, she went further. She said Muhammad was the original feminist.
Oh, yeah. She said he was a women's rights reformist. This is the guy who had, like, 200
sex. I mean, have we not heard enough from this enemy? This is an enemy. I mean these people are enemies.
This is a woman who celebrates abortion with T-shirts and throws her hands up in the air and says how great it is. This is a wicked, wicked
creature. Well, why does she love radical Islam or Islam, period? She's a lover of death.
Exactly.
Well,
and she's racist. It's a death cult. That's what she's into.
I'm going to come back and finish up and turn it over to you. I love you and the whole crew. Everybody's doing an amazing job. And we need to be outraged. We need to be angry. We need to take action. We need to realize the enemy is the enemy and get in their face and say, listen, trash, we know who you are. We're coming for you. We're never backing off. We're never giving in. We're never submitting. We got our hands around your chicken necks.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
This is not America. David Bowie made the jump into hyperspace last month. Little beast, the man who fell to earth. Little beast and me. We die. This is going to be. All right, folks, final segment with yours truly, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, running the show into the fourth hour, third hour. By the way, think about the fact that he has a gentleman on who founded a nationalist party, got out of it because racist groups got involved, who has literally been banned from demonstrating and going to speeches in the U.K. We have them trying to ban Donald Trump from coming. They've already banned for, 4 years, Michael Savage. How is it liberal to say, because he criticized Rush Limbaugh, but he keeps calling environmentalists from the time I was in high school. I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh 25 years. When I was a senior in high school, started listening to him 25 years ago. Gosh, I believe it was 25 years ago, but it was. And he would go, these environmentalists, wackos, and play chainsaw noises. They're not wackos. They run the show. Okay, let's say they're wackos. Then wackos kicked our butt. They took over the country. And it's time to start being more honest about what we're facing, what we're dealing with. This is a scientific anti-human takeover. Putin came out last year and said global carbon taxes and global warming is a fraud by select corporations. It's a military takeover of energy to shut down nation states and individual companies and individuals. It is a tax on humanity. That's basically the full Putin speech. You can look it up. I've read it so many times on air, I have it memorized. Total truth. Now, is Putin good or bad? I don't know. That's total truth. I judge a tree by its fruits. Who said that over and over again? It is a weaponized system. And you can't just choose to ignore it and choose to think everything's okay, folks. And I know you know that. I'm talking to new listeners. We're on almost 200 stations across the country. The show is exploding. And people need to know this isn't a game. This is the real world. And separately, the power of we the people. Spreading the word about this broadcast, other shows like it, telling friends and family, neighbors, supporting with your dollars institutions, organizations, and systems that tell the truth. That's the last real power we have is word of mouth and the power of the purse, voting with our dollar. And we're running a special through tomorrow on the new Androplex that is designed to block the estrogen mimickers, designed to make you feel more like a man naturally would. Doesn't mean it's as good as not having estrogen mimickers in the environment, but it's the closest thing we can come up with. It's excellent. It supports the broadcast. Just give it a try. Introductory 15% off and free shipping until tomorrow. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And Rachel Maddow and the Globalist pull their hair out that I don't care about being demonized, that I don't care about them wanting to kill me, that I don't care about being attacked, and that we'll even sit here and sell non-GMO seeds and T-shirts and books and videos and nutraceuticals. Oh, my gosh, they hate it. How dare us in the Free Association sell products to finance our political views. I mean, communists rob banks and run sex slave rings to fund themselves. We just sell products. How dirty, how unscrupulous, how horrible. But you haven't bought into their anti-capitalist garbage, and you have yet again proven that if liberty takes the field, it cannot be defeated long-term. InfoWarsLife.com, a bunch of other specials as well, in tomorrow. Paul Watson, what's coming up in the next hour, my good friend?
We're going to talk to Tommy Robinson, who, of course, just spearheaded the Pegida demonstrations in Birmingham in the UK, and obviously several other demonstrations throughout Europe. So we're going to get the latest on that, how he was censored by Al Jazeera for bringing up a certain sensitive topic, and lots more. We're going to try and take a couple of callers for Tommy as well, so that's coming up.
Fantastic, Paul. It's been great knowing you for 14 years, my friend. Hopefully 14 more. Turn the transmission over to InfoWars. 2 hours left.
Visit GCNLive.com today.